Welcome to the SMG Health Podcast. I'm your host, James Lampkin, and in today's cast, we're going to be discussing communication. As human beings, we're social animals, and many of us need interaction with others as a regular activity in our day-to-day lives. Forming those relationships, sharing those stories, passing information on. This all falls under the banner of communication. As a result of the pandemic, you're likely communicating with people in a different manner than you normally would. Perhaps you now talk to your colleagues at a distance, rather than close up. Perhaps you don't see them in person at all, and your connections are now all through telephone or online. It can take time to adapt to this change and see it as holding the same value as your former communication methods. It's also natural that some of us have been able to make this adaptation easier than others, which may depend on what kind of job you undertake and how much of a social being you normally are. While some may not love using technology as a primary means of communication, it does allow us a cheap, safe, and effective means of staying in touch with each other. A conversation on the telephone can be just as meaningful as one face-to-face if you place the same value to it. If you have found your communication is suffering due to these changes, take a moment to step back and identify what changes have occurred in your ability to communicate with others. Identify what you find challenging about these changes and what possible solutions there are, or other ways you can make up for those connections in the meantime. If you've found yourself sticking to only one type of communication, like telephone or email, explore new areas and ways to connect with others. Consider video chats, messaging services, or game-based apps in which you can interact and play with friends on a regular virtual basis. You can also get innovative with your communication. Something I did recently was looked at my calendar for the next month or so, and I identified which of my friends would be spending their birthday in lockdown. I sat down and arranged to send a card or a small gift to each of them to help them enjoy their special day as much as possible, knowing they wouldn't be able to go out and have a big party even if they wanted to. If you find you are continuing to struggle with changes in how you interact with others, or are feeling depressed due to loneliness, help is available through SMG Health. You can contact us on 1-800-273-865 to arrange a time to speak with a counsellor confidentially. That number again is 1-800-273-865. I'm James Lampkin. Thank you for tuning in. SMG Health Podcasts are written by a team of health professionals at SMG Health, including psychologists, nutrition, and exercise professionals. If you have a question or concern relating to the content of a podcast, please contact us on 1-800-273-865 or via email on info@smghealth.com.au.